A man who can now be considered the king of the streets of Williamstown after winning his third Criterium race in the Michelin Bay Classic at Williamstown is Caleb Ewan, and he joins us on the line now for a chat. Good morning to you, Caleb.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. How'd you pull up after that yesterday? It was a tough bit of competition.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty tough crit. I think if you watched it, you saw at the end there was hardly any riders left. So it turned out to be a pretty tough day. But I think thanks to my team, got there pretty easily in the end.
One thing I was impressed of, and I did watch the race at the track, talking to you after the race there, but one thing that I was impressed with was the fact that you guys broke the race record or the lap record with about five laps to go. So it wasn't at the start, but it was right towards the end.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like the start of the race was quite controlled but tough. And then when my team hit the front, they just went full gas and really split it to pieces. And I think that's when you saw the lap record being broken.
What is it about the streets of Williamstown, Caleb, that does suit you so much?
I'm not too sure. I think because I've raced it a fair bit now and I know how to race it properly. I know how to take the corners and I know where to be positioned. I think it makes the race a lot easier for me compared to the other riders. So I think that's probably my biggest advantage. And also, I know where to start sprinting from to give myself the best chance in the sprint. So I think all that stuff sort of helps me in the end. And yeah, that's why I think I've had so much success there in the past few years.
It's such a tight little course, only 900 or so metres, and you do so many laps of it as you go around. They say that it's one of the fastest criterium courses in the world. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if I'd agree with that because every corner you have to brake for.
Okay.
So I think that's what makes the criterium so hard. You know, if you look at it on paper, it's completely flat, so technically it should be easy. But because you're always constantly sprinting out of the corners, it makes it super hard, and that's why we saw such a split up race yesterday.
It's a great race for your team, not just in the men's but also the women's, with Jessica Allen getting up and winning the women's league yesterday as well. So double victory, which is always nice.
Yeah, you know, it's always good to see the girls doing really well, and they had a great series as well as us. So yeah, it's a good start to the year for Orica Scott.
The 3 days was won by an Englishman, the first time, I think, in a while that an overseas cyclist has actually won the Michelin Bay Classic. It's good to see that we're starting to get this international flavour into our summer of cycling, not just towards the end of January, but it's also now coming in towards the start of January, and a lot of these overseas teams are actually starting to look at using Australia as a good training base for what's going to be a pretty tough summer over in Europe.
Yeah, you know, like, A lot of the professional riders now are coming over here early. You know, even kind of late last year, they were starting to come and prepare for this January. Obviously, the weather in Europe's not so good at the moment. And to be honest, I think they see how good the Aussies go in January after being home for a month or so. And they're all kind of catching on to it now and coming over as well.
It's a really interesting situation for you guys. Of course, you've got the criterium for the Nationals tonight in Ballarat. You had a big race yesterday. Does it actually play in your mind as to what's more important for you, winning a leg of the Michelin Bay Classic or winning the criterium the next day? Is there sort of some sort of feeling as to what's better, or do you just try and do both?
To be honest, try to do both. It's only an hour race when the Michelin Bay Classics are on, so it's not really...
So it's a nice warm-up for you.
Yeah, you know, it's not really going to tire you out for the next day. We have over 24 hours to recover, and I'll even go for a training ride this morning just to maybe roll my legs out after yesterday, and then by tonight I should be back to normal again.
Take us through what might happen tonight, a crack field at the criterium tonight.
I think, to be honest, it's going to be really unpredictable, especially like last year we had, I think, maybe five or six guys in the team helping. But this year I've only got two guys helping me. So
okay.
It's going to be hard to control the race. So as long as there's another team trying to control it and want to sprint as well, then I think we'll be fine. But you know, it could go either way. It could be controlled and sprint, or it could be breakaways that are going to win. So, yeah, it's a bit of an unpredictable one.
And then, of course, the big race is on Sunday, the road race up Mount Buninyong and the like. Your chances there, your thoughts on how you might go?
Well, I think for me, it depends on the conditions of the race. If we have a headwind up the climb, obviously we go up there slower, and that suits me better. For example, like last year, we had a tailwind up there, and I didn't do so well at all. But the year before, when I got second, we had a headwind, and that really, really helped me. So I'm banking on there being a headwind up the climb, and so the conditions suit me. But otherwise, if there's not, we have guys that can cover those really good climbers in Australia.
And finally, Caleb, a big summer in Australia ahead over the next 3 to 4 weeks with so many great races down here. Then you'll make your way over to Europe. What's the major race and the major plan for the European season for you?
To start with, I think for the first part of the season, I'm going to go for Milan-San Remo. And then for the Grand Tours, I'll go for the Giro again. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And hopefully I can better my results from last year's.
Oh, well, a year later, mate, you're a year older, you're a year stronger. So that should happen, hopefully, for you as well. We thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations on your win yesterday. And good luck over the next couple of days at the Nationals up in Ballarat.
All right, cheers. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Caleb. Caleb Ewan joining us here from the Orica Scott team.